How do you begin to start rebuilding the party after last week's results?
Well, the results last week were devastating. Although in Yorkshire we did better than most places. We have two MPs in Greg Mulholland here and, of course, in Nick Clegg. We are, however, we'd be fooling ourselves if we didn't acknowledge that the way back for the Liberal Democrats is going to be a tough one. And we have got no automatic right to recover, but we absolutely must. And my take is this, that since last Friday's devastating results for us, we've seen this immense, overwhelming increase in the Liberal Democrats Party membership. 12,000 new people have joined the party in 6 days. That is an increase in membership of 20 to 25%. We're now Britain's fastest growing political party, with largest increase in membership. And that's because there are, I'd say, thousands and thousands of people in this country, more than that, I suspect, who believe that Britain's liberal voice is under threat. And when you see that what David Cameron has done, with all due respect, since his election last week, is to, for example, threaten the Human Rights Act, to bring in a snooper's charter, which is the internet version of steaming open your envelopes and tapping your phone, and indeed to bring in £12 billion worth of welfare cuts, which will hit the very poorest people in our society, it becomes starkly obvious that Britain needs a liberal voice more than it ever has before. And so we're in a situation where our weakness in Westminster, comparatively to how it was, means that our strength in the country must be greater. And for me, if there are all those people in the United Kingdom who are up for the fight back, then I'm up for leading that fight back. What we did in Westmorland, the election just gone, I say humbly, was almost miraculous that we won with over 50% of the vote and with a good, strong majority. But we only did that because we're immersed in our community there, just as Greg Mulholland is immersed in his community here in Otley and in Leeds North West. And I want us to make sure that across the country, fueled by a passionate desire to come back and not say die, that the Liberal Democrats can be in a situation where we are a very strong force again.
And obviously, Greg Mulholland is a very popular man in his constituency and in the party itself. It must be very important to have him by your side.
Yeah, having Greg, I mean, he's a very good friend of mine for what it's worth. And when you're in Westminster, you spend time there and you become friends with other MPs. And he's a genuine friend, not just a political friend. So to have his support in the leadership contest is hugely encouraging for me. Because Greg is exactly the example of what we need to do across the country. We don't want politicians, MPs, who are creatures of the establishment, who are creatures of the Westminster bubble. I want people who go down to Westminster to fight and work their socks off for their communities. Just as I say I'm Westmorland's man in Westminster, not the other way around. Likewise, Greg is the guy who goes to fight for his communities in Westminster and doesn't spend a minute longer there than he needs. He spends his time immersed in the community that he's part of here. And community politics, which is a very liberal thing, is about valuing people and realising that if you're an MP or a councillor, you're the servant of the people. And you need to listen to the people, not in some kind of shallow way through opinion polls. You need to be part of the community that you want to represent. And that is what good liberal representatives do. And that's what we need to do in much greater order over the coming years.
And one thing I've noticed today, obviously we're talking about what the Conservatives have laid out so far, is this Northern powerhouse minister. What do you make of that, and what would the Liberal Democrats sort of put out in terms of devolution for the Yorkshire region?
Well, obviously devolution for the regions of England, in particular for the Yorkshire region, was something that the Liberal Democrats led on in government. And so I don't want to be the kind of opposition politician, which I am again now, who just slags off everything the government does. So I think the investment in the north is welcome. I think what I am going to say, though, particularly as somebody who comes from the further north of England, I would say that the northern powerhouse is not sufficiently northern and not really a powerhouse. It's obviously better than nothing, but if you really are going to regenerate the north of England, then we've got to have HS3. And HS3 is not an upgrading of the line between Leeds and Manchester, welcome though that might be. HS3 is Liverpool to Hull through Manchester, Bradford, Leeds, and making sure those great northern cities are in and of themselves significant, not just significant insofar as they relate to London.
And like we say, there's been a lot of talk about where the party goes from here. Are we going to see any real shifts politically of the Liberal Democrats?
Well, I want us to be a party that understands that our survival and our thriving can only happen from the grassroots up. It can only happen by reaching out to the communities that we do represent and wish to represent. So you will see us beyond Westminster. You will see us in your community. You will see us taking the side of people who are relatively powerless. We often say Labour and the Tories are the parties of vested interests, business and the unions, and the Liberal Democrats don't have vested interests. I beg to differ. We do have vested interests. My vested interests are the people in my towns and my villages who have no one else to speak up for them. That's the shift the Liberal Democrats need to make. We need not to be... we want to be a party that has presence in Westminster and grows in Westminster, but we want to be a party that is of the people, that goes to Westminster to win for our people, not just simply to occupy seats.
And finally from me, this isn't the first time that Liberal Democrats have had to sort of fight back after a coalition, if you go back to 74. Is it just a matter of time now in sort of getting your message across?
Well, I'm very positive and optimistic about the fight back and us being successful, but I'm also utterly realistic that we have no automatic right to survive. And one of the reasons that so many thousands of people are joining the Liberal Democrats now is because they share that view. They are passionate about decent liberal values of unity and togetherness and of fairness, but they also know that liberalism could die. They know that is true, and I know that is true. And I look at the election campaign last week, and whilst I want to be gracious to the winners, the Nationalists and the Conservatives, I also want to observe that that was an election won on the basis of fear. And that David Cameron's best asset was the SNP, and the SNP's best asset was David Cameron. All those seats were won by people who essentially put short-term electoral benefit ahead of the national interest and created long-term national damage. And that means there's a desperate need for a Liberal Party. But we must not assume that we have any kind of automatic right to survive or to thrive. But I tell you what, I am determined that we do.